This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to the Power Cat Podcast, GoPowerCat.com's Kansas State Athletics Show. Make sure you're subscribing to our show at Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, from the GPC studios, here's your host, GoPowerCat publisher, Tim Fitzgerald.
Welcome to the overtime. We are back after a long hiatus. If you're not familiar with the overtime, it's what we do when we have not as much to talk about. We don't know what to talk about, so people can ask us anything and we'll answer. We don't answer anything. I mean, I'm not going to talk about my sex life.
No, God! No, God, please, no! 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 No!
First of all, the podcast isn't long enough for that.
Oh, yeah. Shut up, Todd.
But anyhow, people can ask us anything. We'll answer anything. And Zach's now got
objection. Hearsay.
And it all started many years ago when someone in the questions thread for our regular podcast persisted in asking if the moon was made of cheese, would you eat it? And so finally we decided we're going to answer it. And then it became its own segment. And then we broke it off into its own podcast because people are like, I don't understand the third segment. It's a waste of time. And I'm like, well, it's not required listening. You just hit stop after the first two segments. But so now we do a first half, second half, and a second overtime in the off season. And guess what, folks? Even though basketball at Kansas State is recruiting like mofos.
Because I have no self-control and I hate myself.
By the way, we get a little more off-color on this podcast, maybe. We're sponsored by our good friends. You ready for this? This is a whole new thing for me. Our good friends at So Long and Taco Lucha. They have taken over the sponsorship of this fine podcast. Ryan Gilbert, in case you don't know, applied at So Long. This is my story I'm telling it. Applied at So Long, and they hired him at Lucha because he was too damn good for the burger place. That's what I was told. He was just too good. Too good looking, too outstanding as a bartender, too gregarious, which I think is a German word for... So they moved him over to Taco Lucha. And he's also, being at Taco Place, he is bilingual. People don't know that about Ron Gilbert. He's bilingual. He's fluent in English and love.
Those are the dumbest words I've ever heard.
Oh, not Spanish. You're not, no, not at all. What's your favorite drink to make at Taco Lucha?
Probably a margarita because you can shake it up and look cool.
That's good. Yeah. Is it like I got to ask a bartender this. I've never asked a bartender this. Is being a male bartender kind of like peeing in a public restroom where you have a set number of shakes? Like, you know, in a public restroom, you should only like shake three times, because four times is kind of weird. You're standing in public shaking your wiener. So, like, when you're making a margarita, is it like, do you eight shakes, nine shakes, or just like until it feels good?
It depends who's watching. If there's
a cute girl's watching,
somebody sitting at the bar, exactly. Or if one of the managers are around, I'll make sure I'll shake it up all the way, but you know.
Have you ever done the double handed shake? Like, you know, you're going down a ski slope?
Yep. Yeah, that's when you got some free time on your hands.
Yeah. Okay. Your least favorite to make? Because you get into some fruity, sticky crap at Taco Lucha.
I would say a Mexitini.
Which is a
bunch of crap.
Okay.
Wouldn't shove it up my bunghole.
That's good. That's good. Butt chugging is not encouraged at Taco Lucha in So Long. Please, Zach, you okay? Zach?
No, Zach? I'm not okay.
I haven't said anything this podcast.
Zach, you okay?
Can we get to the questions? Can we actually talk about stuff? Things that our subscribers asked us.
I'm talking about our sponsors right now.
Taco Lucha, So Long Saloon, get in there.
The inventor of the Nancy is a friend of mine. Walked into So Long Saloon in its earliest days and said, hey, you got pineapple back there. I'll have pineapple beer. Yeah. My friend Josh.
There we go.
And then it got renamed the Nancy for reasons I won't discuss. It's your questions from Wabash Station. This is what we do. You ask absurd and we answer absurd and then I forget to bleep out all the stuff. Or I bleep out stuff that was never a curse word just because I like to do it to Riley Gates. And we're going to rotate the question askerers, which is a technical term, folks. It's technical. And I don't even know who's starting. Who's up first?
I'll start.
Cole's got the first one, and then Gills has got to remember to be the second one, but he won't because he's kind of an idiot. Here's your questions from Wabash Station.
From calm Manhattan waters, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, dude.
Well, actually, everybody, welcome to the overtime, but specifically you, calm Manhattan waters, welcome to the podcast. If you look at his picture on Wabash Station, it is none other than the beautiful ocean that is.
Tuttle Creek?
Tuttle Creek.
So beautiful.
Lake Fort Scott. That's what it is.
Really?
From my kids. Does the world have more doors or wheels?
God, this one. No.
This has to be it. This, hey, we take a hiatus and then we have the biggest trend ever. And it's been a dead trend for a couple weeks.
Didn't we discuss this at like Taco Lucha, actually?
Probably. But the answer is always going to be wheels.
Hey, Fitz.
Always. Right? I think.
Is a taco a sandwich? Or no. A hot dog or...
No.
How does the old saying go?
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
Yeah.
I feel like there is more wheels.
This is the same thing. There's more wheels. There's got to be.
Does the steering wheel count as a wheel?
Yeah, of course it does. Okay. It's a wheel.
But hold on here.
Wouldn't a sprocket count as a wheel?
I couldn't tell you what a sprocket is.
Are there still sprockets in cars or is it all electrical now? I don't know. What do you mean you can't tell? There's a sprocket on every settings app on your app. That's a sprocket.
Oh.
But
a gear? A wheel gear? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, even on a car, you've got four wheels, a steering wheel, a spare wheel, spare tire.
Yeah.
And God knows what else you can count as a wheel in that. And then you got your doors.
You got five doors.
But then
maybe.
You pass a semi, and yeah, that kind of makes up a lot. And there's probably whole portions of the world where they have carts with wheels and no doors on there.
See, the way I think about it is if you go to a skyscraper is going to have a ton of doors. Mm-hmm. But if it's an office building, all of those offices, they might have one door. You got a chair with five wheels on it, mm-hmm. or 10 wheels if mm-hmm. you're going double-sided. So
I'm mm-hmm. convinced there's more wheels.
There's more wheels there's gotta be more than wheels. Doors.
I mean, even this, you guys got four or five wheels in your chairs. I got four or five on mine, and we got two doors in this.
No, we have.
We got more than that.
Do double doors count as
hold
two?
On. We got drawers with doors. Are there doors?
I don't think drawers are doors.
Oh, this could be controversy.
Now, if it's a cabinet, that's probably a door.
Right.
Well, so then why is a wheel and a tire different?
They're not.
Huh? If the wheel was separated from the tire, yeah. you have two wheels. If they're together, it's one wheel. I don't know. Does a wheel need to be solid on the middle?
Oh, Jesus.
I just feel like we're kicking the tires on this one.
Oh, you've been waiting to say that. We got to move on.
We're just spinning our wheels.
No, my God. Let's close the door on this one. Let's go.
From not Fitz's burner.
It's not my burner!
It's not exactly. Yeah.
It's just me with a mustache.
If you could make Willie a better mascot, what would you do /add/take away/enhance?
What I would do is the last basketball game or whatever game, he has a going away party and he disappears on a little vacation. You can come up with some sort of lore, and then he comes back for the first football game in the fall, and he's completely redesigned and different. Arms have fur on them. Legs have fur on them. Does Willie Wildcat have a tail now? You betcha. Is the V in between Willie and Wildcat gone for forever, and everyone is hammered into their head that he does not have a middle name, and that his name is Willie Wildcat?
Willie the Wildcat?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
How about the... How
and
about
you
the,
make the head less scary.
Young guys.
The scratching?
Young guys, yeah, I like that. Should Willie have furry arms and legs?
No.
Gills? Willie, furry arms and legs?
No.
Okay, see.
What? Why?
I think it would look too much like something else. I don't know. It's not very intimidating.
It's not, your mascot is not supposed
he's not
to be
a bobcat.
Intimidating.
He's not a bobcat. He's a wildcat.
I would be acceptable of this. I'd be acceptable of, you know, the guys that wear like the all green suits and all purple suits. Like they had an entire bodysuit on a purple with the head on and the uniform. I'd be fine with that. So like no skin was showing.
It looks ridiculous.
Willie is half human, half cat. That's the whole thing. That's why he's named Willie Wildcat. He's not a wildcat, Willie the Wildcat. He's Willie, first name, last name, Wildcat. He's half man, half cat, 100% badass, and the kids love him. They're not scared of him.
Can we agree?
What a lie.
Can we agree that the what is the face thing? Like where he goes, like sharpens his claws? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, that's
dumb. That's dumb.
I like that.
I don't care what he does with his hands or whatever. It is a student. It is a cheerleader with a helmet on.
What?
Yes.
My life is a lie.
He's not actually a centaur, whatever your half horse, half human person is. I don't know.
How about no fat Willie?
Okay, there we go.
That was a very loud ding.
Apparently, that was the proper answer.
Well, and apparently, I just got a text that says something like that same thing.
Yeah. Yep.
I guess I can't say that on the podcast. Yep. You just decided to text all.
Well, yeah, I mean, but it's valid. Willie needs to be fit. We've got too many variety of Willie shapes. Oh, that just sounded horrible.
Nobody wants to see fits.
No!
This is small, but like the Junior Wildcats logo that they use and it has a little Willie on it. Make Willie look like that.
No.
Like make him look like Super Frog. I'm serious. Make him look like Super Frog. Make him look like the costumed Bevo. It does not need to be a ridiculous. It doesn't look like. K-State's mascot should not look like he could take his Willie head off, put on a helmet or a headband, and insert himself into the game like he's ready to play.
Maybe he is.
When it happens, I would love to see it. But K-State should not have a dressed person that could just put on a football helmet instead of a Willie helmet and go into the game.
As a rule of thumb, gentlemen, you should not remove your helmet and then insert yourself into the game. Just going to put that out there. That's a bad practice. Keep the helmet on. There we go. It's my life advice. From
next question.
Northwestern's Wildcat looks like the Chuck E. Cheese clown.
Hey, Gills, I want you to start that thread on Wabash Station right now. I want to get the opinions of people on that question because I'm curious how many people are in Zach's camp that want furry arms and legs.
Oh, God.
It's not even that. It needs to be redesigned.
We're going to get this settled.
There's been plenty of Willies redesigned over the years. They've become less scary since the 80s or whatever. The things at Power Cat Sports Grill are up in the walls. Those are terrifying.
I'll say this. If they're going to do a redesign of Willie, don't have someone on campus pull an eco cat and just throw an outfit together. Go hire someone professional design. Like if you're going to redesign Willie, I would like it to be in the inspiration of the Black Panther.
Wait till they get a load of me.
Like a full badass superhero looking thing.
Super Frog, but Wildcat.
So basically what you're telling me is you want to...
Let's move on. Next question.
Go, Cole.
From Kevin 316.
My daughter's in the room.
Sorry. Just watch it. Sorry, Daphne. One of the items to bid on in the Power Cat auction was a pool party with Coach Kleiman.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen. Cannonball!
Had you bid on that and won it, would you rather show up wearing only a Speedo and flip-flops or a full-body wetsuit, goggles, and snorkel?
Okay, so this is an inherited item passed down from coach to coach. This used to be with Bill Snyder and his wonderful wife, Sharon. And I'm sure it'd be fun, but I just had this vision of coach coming out with a tray of drinks and a European man thong. And I just couldn't get it out of my head ever. So I think knowing that Chris Kleiman is a good humored guy that enjoys a beer, probably a Busch Light because he's from the upper Midwest, I'd probably show up in a thong just for the laughs.
I'm showing up in the full body wetsuit because I put together a little content piece for the website. And I went through all of these, and I think that the pool party made it in there. I was looking at pictures of the previous year or wherever it was, you know, the pool party. And it lists, it's for like 60 couples, individual. I think it was like $800. I don't know exactly how much you had to bid to actually go, but it's like 60 couples. And there's not a single soul on the pool deck in any sort of swimming attire, and there is zero people in the pool. So in that situation, I'm not showing up in a Speedo. But
so basically, it's pool party, but pool optional.
Right. It's like you're going to a backyard barbecue at his house, and the house just happens to have a pool.
So I could have a pool party, but not have a pool. Because the pool isn't apparently essential to the pool party.
Sure. But I think that they're calling it a pool party because there's a pool there. If there wasn't, they'd just probably call it a backyard barbecue with Coach.
What if I was getting back to the superhero theme? What if I was dressed as Deadpool and had a pool party? But didn't say it was a Deadpool party. It's just a pool party.
You may be wondering why the red suit. Well, that's so bad guys can't see me bleed. This guy's got the right idea. He wore the brown pants.
I like your wordplay.
I think that whenever I saw this question, I thought of Christmas Vacation and Cousin Eddie showing up to Clark's house with the wife beater T-shirt on. Can I say that? Is that what it's called?
That is what it's called. Yeah.
Okay, with the Speedo and the floaties on, with a cigar, and then what kind of beer does he drink? It was like something nasty. I forget what it's
Busch
called.
Busch Light.
Sure. I think it's more like Old Milwaukee. Or something like that.
Hams,
that's what it is. Okay, there you go. That's what it is. I feel like I would rather do that than wear a full body suit. Now, maybe that's not answering the question, but...
You know, it's from the land of the sky blue water.
I did not know that.
Okay. We're better now for that.
Question that I have a lot of interest in from Wildcat Tad 3.
Could you ask this, sister?
Wasn't it Wildcat Tad 2 a little bit ago?
What happened to Wildcat Tad 1?
They murder him.
Also.
Like Tad murders one and then moves on to the next.
I think somebody forgot their password, maybe.
Yeah, it could be.
Smart.
I hope they're still paying for all the subscriptions. That works out well. Could you do this as Trump?
The question?
Yeah.
Look, I think I could do a great job of doing it like Trump. You better believe it. Ready?
Yeah.
From Wildcat Tad 3. Sorry, my screen just went black. Went very black. But we got it back online. Look, we solved it very quickly. Ozark, Breaking Bad, Better Call Saul. Discuss.
Ooh, that's a good question. Thank you, President Trump. Okay.
I haven't watched all of these all the way through.
I haven't either.
I haven't seen a single second of any of these.
Breaking Bad, by far the best of that. By far. Followed by Ozark. I think Better Call Saul is one of the most disappointing shows I've ever watched.
My dad loves that show. He swears by it.
I watch it because I just want to – I feel like I watched all the Breaking Bad and now I'm too far into it and it's the last season. I got to watch it. But I'm like, I know where this ends up because it ends up at the start of Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
So it's kind of stolen that for me. Breaking Bad was incredible television. Incredible. Because it was so rooted in reality. What happened there was actually you could see some high school chemistry teacher spinning off and – doing something like that and ended up deep in the drug trade. That felt real. And Ozark's just amazing.
I could never get through. This is really bad. I never got through the first season of Breaking Bad. I just didn't. Why? I couldn't tell you. I know that people say the first season was kind of slow. And so I never got through that. I've watched a few episodes of Better Call Saul, but I watched a majority, like the first two seasons of Ozark and loved it. And then the most recent one that came out would have been like last fall.
It was like 2 years ago in the spring.
Was it really?
Season 3 was 2 years
ago. Yeah, season 3. I never got into it because I hated Wendy Bird. And I was just like, I hate this character. And like, I just don't like the way the show is going. And so I stopped watching it. And then I saw somebody on Twitter last night be like, oh, I hate Wendy Bird. So like, obviously, nothing's changed. But
like, that's the point of the show.
I get that. And I'm sure if I watched it, I love it. I love the idea of it because I think Jason Bateman is awesome. And I love the idea that, oh, it's in the Ozarks. But another thing that kind of drove me away, they didn't film it there.
Yeah, no, it's like Kentucky, isn't it?
Georgia.
Yeah, no. I'm like, what? You can't say it's, call it Ozark.
It's fake news, folks.
And then say what? Like, doesn't make sense.
So basically, they're in such a miserable situation that their entire existence is around being money launderers and all the horrible things that go with it. It's kind of like this podcast. It's just, you get into it and the reality is just awful, but you're stuck here. You got to be part of it. Zach wants out. Even the dogs. I don't even know what they're doing. Oh, okay.
I just finished the second episode of season.
How many are there?
There's 7 in the second.
Are they all out?
Yep.
Okay.
So I watched the second of the final 7. And I won't give any spoilers, but for those of you who have watched, I thought that the resolution at the end of that episode was very interesting.
Most underrated TV show you guys have seen ever.
SpongeBob.
No, oh, for God's sakes. Michael Beasley, ladies and gentlemen.
I would say that SpongeBob is underrated by society, like culture people, like, I don't know how to put it. People in television that would give awards to
cartoons.
Important things that shaped the lives of people and were culturally relevant. I don't think that people who didn't really watch SpongeBob appreciate what SpongeBob was as a cartoon. Yeah.
I was going to say Prison Break. If you guys ever saw that show?
No, I've seen SpongeBob better. Sorry.
Interesting. Yeah, but see, I tend to watch shows that might be a little more Fringe, which was a good show, by the way, Fringe. But they're still, like, well thought of, like Killing Eve, which is best character on TV. Unbelievable character.
But mine's still The Event. 1 season on NBC.
You did love that show.
I love that show
so much. Oh, they put that on Netflix, right?
I don't know. I haven't seen it ever.
Was that the one where they're in the plane and then they like...
There's a plane crash. It's kind of like Lost, I guess. The plane crash happens and they go missing for like an episode or two. And then the plane ends up somewhere else. But basically, aliens. And then like the final reveal, the cliffhanger at the end is the aliens, their planet is dying. So they need to move their planet closer to Earth so they can take over Earth, basically. And the president's wife sees it. And like the kid asks his mom, he's like, what's happening? What is that? And she's like, home. And she was an alien the whole time.
What about 24?
Oh, I love that show. They're going to bring it back. I just read that.
Doo-doo.
Kiefer Sutherland's Doo-doo. Decided that the character is unresolved.
Really?
It's a great show.
I love that show, yeah.
But it was so stupid. We got 24 hours to solve this. We're in L.A., and I'm about to drive across town in 10 minutes.
I know. Yeah. Next question comes from Jay Boland, PSU. What is each of your guys' perfect company for an NIL deal for yourselves?
It's got to be Absolute Vodka for me.
Meow Wallet?
Meow Wallet.
Thank goodness Emarica did not give us a task this week.
Oh, yeah. That's what Fitz is thinking right now.
Giving us a task.
I want you to know that that wasn't just an entertaining bit on our last week's podcast. How many times we work in meow and I didn't know I wasn't in on the joke. It shattered my trust in you guys. I don't trust you guys. I think you're sketchy. I think you're up to something. I think you're plotting against me. I've become like Putin of the podcast. I don't trust anyone around me.
I'm going to answer this question for Ryan because as someone who lives with him, I feel like I've gotten to know him.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. I don't know where this is going.
And so the question is, what is a great NIL deal for Ryan Gilbert? And there can be multiple answers. At the start of the year, when we first started living together, I would have told you chicken.
Yeah, chicken breast. Yeah.
Like just chicken breast because Ryan used to make chicken all the time. Then I would have told you, I'm not going to give free advertising, but I would have told you snack nuts, just like nuts, you know, like cashews, walnuts, that kind of.
Nuts.com. We'll give him credit.
Okay.
So that would have been perfect for him. But now, as crazy as it sounds, the perfect NIL deal is Taco Lucha. So that's my answer.
I can disagree with it.
That's my answer.
Do you have a Taco Lucha tattoo?
Not in an appropriate spot.
All right. Do you have a so long one? Oh, never mind. Of course you wouldn't.
For me? Barbecue. I just got
ba-dum-bum, ba-dum-bum.
So right over my head.
So long.
Oh.
Yeah. It was a penis joke.
Jeez.
It's a penis joke, Ryan.
That one did not go over my head.
Mine's going to be Red Bull. It is my...
Should be body armor for you, Zach.
That's also a good point. It's my top... Oh. When I'm out and about and I don't want to drink alcohol, I usually drink a Red Bull.
What am I thinking? I'm 5-hour energy.
Yeah, you're a 5-hour energy guy. But Zach, you I like Red Bull.
Pineapple hat you always wear.
It's a whatever, pampas grass. I don't know what it's called. I can't think of what what it is.
Ryan, would you have an NIL deal for me? I'm curious now.
Can we come back to this one?
No, you certainly cannot.
I don't make the rules.
Mine's Red Bull, though, because they actually sponsor stuff. I like Red Bull and what they do. Like, if I was a pro golfer, like, Red Bull would be my top, like, endorser type goal. Because, like, they'll give you stuff. They'll give you cool hats. They'll give you a cool golf bag, cool towels. And you can't give any of it away. Like, once you leave Red Bull, you have to return all of your stuff. It's actually kind of intriguing that they protect their brand. Like, if you're a Red Bull athlete, you're not allowed to give anything away. Like, the athlete stuff is for the athlete. And once you're done with Red Bull, you got to turn it all in.
It's kind of like my favorite recruiting story of all time. And it's an old story because it's about Sean Lowe, the former Bachelor. And I asked him on my Life of Fitz podcast, do I remember this right? And it was right. So they grew up A&M fans. And he was going to go to A&M. And then he got recruited by K-State, and he signed with K-State. So the whole family took all their A&M gear and took it to a bridge somewhere in Houston or the area where there were homeless people and left all this clothing for them. And so for years in the future, you could go underneath this bridge and all the homeless would be wearing A&M stuff. And I thought that was so funny. I still think that's funny. They didn't protect their brand.
Quick Trip for me.
They weren't Abercrombie. Burn it all.
No.
Sorry.
I believe if you're going to get an NIL deal, it needs to be from a product you want.
It's like buying stock.
Right. If I'm going to go out there, honestly, I do that with advertising. I wouldn't just have some liquor store on this podcast. It has to be someplace I live for. And when they decide just to do the questions, I'm like, well, who do I want? And I'll just point this out. So Long and Lucha get their liquor from a different liquor store, thus they've never been associated with the other podcast. So now I've got room for both. Both places I love. I love it. Love, love, love. Love.
The humans will be right back.
Introducing the Two-Way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the Two-Way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the Two-Way for yourself at newbalance.com.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
The ads are done. Speak humans.
From Call Me T22, who I think we all remember.
Who is this guy?
I don't know. Until we find out, keep a lid on it.
What the heck is going on?
Somebody did ask that question yeah. in the thread, and
it
I
better not have
it.
Been him because he's oh, not allowed to ask more than one.
It was, I think, the dot.
Oh,
two,
that, that's who asked that question.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, his question now is: rank your top five most hated sports teams of all time.
Okay, so I know what I'm going to name this podcast. Because the last podcast was named "What the Heck's Going On." Mm-hmm. Okay,
this most- is what's going on. We hate the Knicks.
Oh, we hate Duke.
The Duke Blue Devils.
The Dallas Cowboys.
We hate the Dallas Cowboys. We hate the Florida Panthers. That's a new one, but we hate the Florida Panthers.
Has he picked up the Florida Panthers?
We hate the Florida Panthers now. That is what he has informed me.
What is wrong with him? Where did he get the Florida Panthers
I don't know.
From?
Well, he's just, he has to pick a team. So
you have to.
Does he have a soccer team? I mean, we've named the four.
I think it's tough to get him to watch soccer at this point. But
it'll be the Galaxy in a few years. Just wait.
I don't even know who's good right now. Sporting KC is trash.
They're terrible.
They are trash right now. And you have to use YouTube, or not YouTube, their website to watch their games. You can't even use ESPN Plus because it's blacked out.
The New
streaming
York.
Rules are archaic.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
It's a whole new world designed by people who lived in the old
just
world.
Just let every game should be a national game.
Right.
Every game should be a national game.
Blackout is just stupid.
It's stupid.
Yeah, why would you ever blackout?
I don't.
Fitz doesn't remember.
I have no idea. I don't remember ever blacking out.
The New York Yankees are one of the most hated sports teams, and I was reaffirmed of that this weekend. Regretfully, I spent my money to go to a New York Yankees game where they just so happened to be playing the Royals. It didn't end very well for the boys in blue, but I went to that game
did
on
the
Saturday.
Royals score a run that one?
Yes, they, okay, they did.
Did they win? Or
they
were they,
did
or,
not
sorry, they
win.
Didn't win. Were they ahead? Did they almost win or no?
No, they did not. But the next day, my father asked me if I wanted to go to another game. And setting myself up for disappointment once again, I much obliged. Went to the game, the Royals were winning, and they broke my heart once again. And son of a gun, jeez, those Yankees fans, they're just too much. I can't do it. Like, why are you going to go? This is what really drove me crazy was the fact that we're walking in the parking lot, and this guy, I'm not making this up, by the way, is wearing a New York Yankees jersey with a Dallas Cowboys hat on. Jumps into his car. Guess what the license plate says? Johnson County. What?
He's probably a Lakers fan, too.
Some guy I also saw was wearing a Cowboys jersey with a Yankees hat. His girlfriend was wearing a Lakers hoodie. Like, you can't make that up. You can't make that up. So all those teams.
Sometimes I think that people go into, like, Foot Locker or Champ Sports or whatever, or Dick's, and they just go to just – they're like, hey, this is a hoodie. I need a hoodie right now. I'm going to buy one. Oh, it's this team because they're the most popular team. So,
but why are you going to a game then wearing that?
I'm just saying I think people that wear baseball clothes and logos of one team to a game where that team is not participating are ridiculous.
You know what Jay-Z said?
What's that?
He made a Yankee hat more famous than a Yankee can.
Wow, that's deep.
You know what else he said? Damn, my wife's hot. But that's a whole different question. I don't know that I have five teams. I think as you get older, you just don't give a crap as much about teams. But like growing up, being a Kansas City person, it was the Oakland A's and the and the Oakland Raiders. Maybe the Detroit Tigers.
Broncos?
The Yankees, probably.
Broncos, yeah. I hated Elway, yeah, when I was young, yeah.
San Francisco Giants.
I've never been. I really didn't care about Yankees, Red Sox, all that.
The Giants, absolutely. If you're a Royals fan, I think Giants are probably on there or on that list.
Patriots?
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah,
but
maybe
not,
the Patriots got to that level for me.
But not right now.
No, but at one point.
Yeah.
I'm sure we all love KU.
And probably the Virginia Squires. I didn't like them either.
The Chiefs are at least favorite team of mine.
If I said Virginia Squires and the Kentucky Colonels and the Pittsburgh Condors, the Memphis Pros, would you have any idea what I'm talking about?
Flint Tropics, were they in that league too?
No.
I think the documentary, they were in the league.
But I've never watched it. The Flint Tropics is an ABA team?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is. ABA teams. And it's fascinating going back and looking at this league standings because there's a New York Nets. And there is the Indiana Pacers. Utah Stars, which they should have kept, Denver Rockets, the teams that they absorbed.
Yep.
But, yeah, so anyhow, by the Virginia Squires, those sons of bitches.
The Semi-Pro is a really good documentary with Will Ferrell. He's produced a really good documentary.
I don't think it's an actual documentary.
Jackie Moon is one of the greatest basketball players of all time to ever play in the NBA.
I don't.
And it was a documentary.
What'd I say? What'd I say?
I mean, when you trade a player for a washing machine, that's pretty impressive.
Or you bring a grizzly bear out at halftime.
Or offer free corn dogs. Free corn dogs for everybody if they score 100 points.
You said.
That was loud.
That was loud.
Sounds like an NIL deal, if you ask me.
That's why I'm still pissed off. I'm not the president of the university here. Corn Dog Fridays would have just skyrocketed attendance.
Corn dogs, Jackie. Corn dogs for all these people.
Next question comes from KSU Royals Cat. You are forced to fully support another Big 12 team other than K-State. Who do you choose and why? And this can include the current teams or the new ones about to join.
It's Oklahoma State for me, I think. It's the easy one. Well, one, I went there.
Plus, you got that tattoo I've got, on your butt.
Yeah. It's actually a brand.
It's a brand. You get the brand?
You know the Oklahoma State Fire logo?
I don't think you should have put pistols up on your butt, but, you know, whatever.
That's why they call them the Pokes.
Pistols firing.
I don't know.
What is a poke?
It's a poke. Cow poke.
Cow poke.
Yeah. You poke the cows.
Okay.
Couple.
Yeah.
What, young guys, what would you pick?
I would probably go with West Virginia.
Oh, that's a good choice.
I would say 9 teams out of 10.
If I cheered for them in the Big East.
So. 8 out of 9 other teams in K-State.
Plus Moonshine.
You know why he wants West Virginia? Because he's obsessed with Pittsburgh. And Pittsburgh is close to West Virginia. Am I right?
It is.
It is very close.
You got to fly into Pittsburgh. Yeah,
that's one.
I'm going to say TCU. Because Eddie Lampkin.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only reason why.
Snack cake.
Eddie Lampkin.
Actually, TCU for me because of Super Frog.
Really?
Yeah, that's the reason now. Pistol Pete, I can't go to a school with a creepy logo or a creepy mascot.
Apparently not.
K-State and Pistol Pete.
Oh, my God.
If you could have a relegation from the NCAA just based on your mascot form on the sideline, K-State and Oklahoma State should be booted from the NCAA and maybe the planet Earth for the atrocities that they put out there as their mascots every Saturday
Stanford,
in the fall.
Stanford has entered the chat.
Stanford. I'll give respect to Stanford because they make a new tree like every game. That's kind of cool.
You need some counseling.
But Stanford.
You were traumatized as a child.
Stanford needs a real band. I will say that. They need a real band.
It's true.
They ruined a football game for their own team.
I think most of us older guys would pick TCU. And I think we know why.
What a fox.
Here come the showgirls. I'm like, you're a Christian school. What are you doing? Rolling out strippers here at halftime? What is this?
It's the most fascinating sideline thing I've ever seen in my life. Every photographer, when they're doing their little dance, every photographer, every wire is down there taking photos of it because they're going to make a lot of money. They know how to make money. It is fascinating. It's like a press conference in the middle of like just the sideline of just everyone taking pictures.
Mom and Dad, you sent me to TCU. It's $50,000 a year. I don't know. It's about got to be that. I appreciate it so much. I'm going to be a dancer.
From Power Cat Ryan, what's the most money you've ever lost on a bet, and what was the bet on?
Gilbert needs to answer this question first.
I don't think he probably has the most money that he lost, would be my guess.
I've lost 4 figures countless times on sporting events, but at the same time, I've won 4 figures countless times on sporting events.
Have you ever won 5 figures?
So you didn't actually put down $1,000. You had it in your account, probably. So it didn't feel real, right?
I guess.
You earned it with other bets.
There was no hand-to-hand transaction or anything like that. Right. So, but yeah, I like to bet on sports.
The best day of my life so far, in my 22 years, about to be 23 years of existence, was when I think the Chiefs won. I don't remember, but Ryan was working. And he had the worst gambling day in the history of the world. Like, the history of the world.
It was bad.
He comes in. He just is pissed off. Like, I couldn't even tell you if I got two words in before he's going, this is ridiculous. Like, just insane, like, just slamming cabinets and eating nuts, like, out of frustration.
Eating nuts.
I've heard he does that.
I got to tell you.
It was just out of frustration.
It was a hell of a day.
I remember.
Cole, did you have a bet or no?
Oh, yeah. No,
$20 on a blackjack table?
Like, honestly, when I was playing blackjack with my grandparents, I probably lost like $20. I don't gamble.
Not even like, that's not even one hand. That's the whole session.
Yeah, honestly.
Zach, when are we going to Hollywood, man?
We can. I just.
Mr. I lose all my money in four hands.
I mean, that did happen to me last year. Well, I don't know how big that bet was. I mean, obviously, it wasn't as big as this one. But last year, I went to Prairie Band, was playing blackjack, got up probably close to 1,000 up. I probably should have walked away, to be truthful. But it was hot, and we weren't there for very long, so we were just riding it. I decided to get ballsy, and I put down $100. First time I ever put $100 down on one hand of blackjack. And I get dealt a pair of eights against a six, and I'm like, well, great. So we split. So I split the eights, another $100 down. I split them. What comes out but yet another eight? So I split again, and we've got three eights, and then, you know, I get the cards, you know, done up, whatever. I think I ended up having like 14, 15, 16, something. I don't know. Against a six, you're not. Once you get your cards, you kind of just, you're sitting there waiting for them to bust. And she gets 21. So I lost.
Yeah, I would have doubled down on both eights and lost.
I lost I lost $300 in one dealt hand of blackjack, but I split it a bunch of times. So. But it also, like you said, did it feel real? Not really, because I was up so much, but it was just a really, really bad beat.
My story, I think this is one of the stories that the amount of money bet is going to get larger and larger as I get older, because I can't really remember. But I remember we're at Four Queens, downtown Vegas, and I think I had $400 out on this bet because the table was kind of heating up. I was playing well. I mean, it was going. You get rolls going, and you feel it. And my friend Kelly in Vegas is sitting next to me. And for some reason, there's four of us at the table. I'm in the third slot. Kelly's in the second slot, and the woman's in the fourth slot. The dealer with my $400 out skips Kelly's deal. Like, she's got a bet out, so cards skip cards cards. And Kelly's like, what? You didn't deal me. And so Kelly's like, well, they haven't dealt any other cards. You just back up the cards. You get your cards. Well, the woman next to me got an ace. And I got a 10. So I felt okay about it, you know? Like, okay, whatever. So they just skipped Kelly. The dealer hits 21. But the woman next to me hit 21 so she won. And I end up with a 20. And I should have had 21, and I lost $400 on this bet. So it was going to literally be not just winning the hand, but it was blackjack. So I would have made $600, and I lost it all. I wasn't very happy. And Kelly handled it very diplomatically. We didn't get kicked out, but let's just say we were right, so we didn't get kicked out. But it was bullshit.
Did you get your money?
No, we lost. She screwed up the deal, and I still lost. They should have just wiped. They should either wipe the hand off, but it would have been unfair to the woman who had 21.
Yeah.
They should have caught it immediately.
Yeah. They should have just either played it, given everybody their bets back, or played it, let them play if they want to play.
And keep in mind, they did offer me a chance just to back out, but I got a 10 in the dealers. I don't know. I got like a 6 or 7 or something. I mean, it wasn't anything to scare me off, but the dealer ends up with 21. I end up with 20.
Sounds rigged.
Yeah. Sounds
it
like
does.
It. Sounds like gambling doesn't work in your favor.
That's why they call it gambling.
Oh, that makes sense.
This is the last question of the overtime.
Oh, thank God.
And I'm going to ask, can we have President Trump read this last question?
Why? Because why?
I feel like...
been summoned again?
In President Trump's voice, this question is perfect.
Okay.
Fitz, do you give me consent to do this?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what it is.
All right.
But I just got back from Vegas. I'll consent to anything.
Well, look, exhausted nihilist would like to ask, in Fitz's basement, had we, if we had a vending machine, what are the top five best sellers we're talking besides anti-dog fart masks when the crew gets together for a podcast? The top five.
Top five. Zach?
Body Armor, 5-Hour Energy, Red Bull.
Jimmy John's for Cole.
Jimmy John's would be good, and
another Red Bull.
Probably bottled water. It's lame, but that's what we use.
How about, like, stomach growling medicine? Anti-stomach growling medicine?
I should really take Pepto-Bismol. Some, like, Pepto-Bismol or something before podcasts, so I'm not just having stomach.
I'm really disappointed in you guys. Just
because there's no alcohol?
No.
Oh.
We have a vending machine in this basement.
What?
Your back door?
Dog treats! Hi, guys! There you go. There's one for you. Oh, I hit you in the face. Okay. There you go.
This weekend, I gave dude, I think, 5 dog treats.
He loved you.
How many did Daphne get?
She was supposed to get, I think it was 4. So, dude got 4. Daphne got 0. They were both supposed to get 2. But Daphne
was storming.
Just didn't want to deal with me.
Yeah, it was storming. Yeah.
Didn't want to deal with me, so she said, I don't want those. And dude was like, I'll take them. So, yeah.
Yeah.
My favorite Daphne story is when I spent the night here, Fitz, to watch your doggos. And
this is so fun. This is, if you want to understand how messed up my dog is, this poor girl. There's this great sound on TikTok. And whoever had my dog before me, A, F you, B, thank you, because they screwed this dog up so bad. This story sums it up.
So Fitz was out of town at some retreat, I believe, and I was over here watching the dogs, and it took Daphne a matter of hours before she would stop just barking at me at every move I made. But like Zach said, she refused to have any of my treats I tried to give her, all that stuff. And I was sleeping in Fitz's guest bed, and Daphne, for some reason, finally opened up to me and warmed up to me. I guess she probably correlated that, you know, someone sleeping in a bed is safe, quote unquote. But, you know, I was sleeping and I rolled over in the middle of the night and she starts barking her ass off because I made a slight movement.
So she's sleeping on the bed with you.
In my bed in Fitz's bed with me.
That pretty much sums up your love life, too.
Yeah.
How'd you get here? Because this is where I'm sleeping. That's the overtime.
We're going to be better next week.
Right.
I'm going to be better at everything after I get more rest.
I'm going to be on summer break next week, and I'll be like 2 days away from graduation.
Yeah, this wasn't a good effort, but I promised you May rolled around, we'd get to the overtime, and here we are. With no good music in this damn thing, I got to add a few sound effects. They're just not going to be as much. It's not going to be as much fun.
How much blame do you guys put on the questions?
Sometimes.
I put some blame on the question answers.
Hey, it was short notice. It was up for like 5 hours. Pickles, I don't think, had an opportunity to ask a question today.
That's
at
good.
All. So.
Pickles, save the bullets. Save the
bullets. We'll open it up. People will get to ask more than one as we get on. But tonight I was just like, let's just get some questions.
This is the first
and you guys,
possession of the overtime.
Don't ask K-State questions in this.
Yeah,
generally. You can ask silly K-State
like
questions like Willie. Don't ask us
straight
you know,
up.
Just
hey, look, we got new people on the site. They didn't understand the overtime.
There's
okay.
There's plenty of random K-State questions that were in the overtime thread today that could have been on the podcast. I'm not saying we would have made it, but they would have been more appropriate on the questions podcast than the overtime. Just saying.
I think the title of this is going to be The Complete Waste of Time Has Returned. So please don't respond on the board. That was a complete waste of time. We know. We know. But remember, whenever you come to town, please support So Long and Takalucha. Manhattan mainstays. Manhattan classics, owned by tremendous people, best service in town, incredible food, yada, yada, yada. Thank you so much to Rob and Jay and Travis and the whole crew down there at Takalucha, except for Gills and So Long for sponsoring the overtime from here probably to the end of time. Let's just be honest. It's going to be so good for them. They're going to have lines out the door. Oh, they already do. But we'll make their lines longer. I don't know if that's a good thing. Anyhow, they're the best. And you're the best. We appreciate you listening. Thanks for putting up with us. I don't know why you made it this far, but it probably says something about you.
Thank you for listening to the Power Cat Podcast. Make sure you're subscribing to our show at Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts. Power Cat Podcast. All rights reserved. GoPowerCat.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.